Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Chof Hey. We're holding the final line on Chof Dalid Amid Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from an earlier Mishnah that we quoted, that we learned yesterday. Very final line, Hoyu Lemois Stumim Yiblu Lenadava. Exactly where did this come from? You go up, about to just below halfway down. In other words, about 60% of the Amid. The line begins Misa Minolan, and then it says Desanya, which is a mistake. It should really say Tanan, as pointed out by the Maseres Hashas. It's a Mishnah Maseches Meila. Hamafresh Mois Lenazirusoi Loi Nehenen V'Loi Me'alen Behen M'Neishen Ruuyin L'Hovi Bekulan Shlomen. Person set aside Mois Lenazirusoi. So, at the moment, it only happens to be Mois Stumen. What's the halacha? There's no Dina Me'ila, because it's Roy. All of these monies could be brought for a Shlomen. Mace, if the Nozir Chas V'Sholem passes away, he left over Mois Tumen, Yiplu L'Nedava, all of those monies fall in Nedava. Meaning, for Kayetz HaMizbeach, that you go and give these funds to the Gizbar, whoever's in charge of the Kabbanis and the Lishkas Agazis in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash, and he'll take all of these monies, put in a special pushka, and it'll be used for a rainy day when you have very few Kabbanis being brought. So that was halacha in that Mishnah. As we know, the three kabbanis that a nozer has to bring are the oila, the chatos, and the shlamin. So among them, of course, is the carbon chatos. Mechatos is mixed in with them. And so therefore, since the mechatos are mu'urv behen, how can you go and use them now for nedava? After all, the mechatas, as we've learned numerous times, if you have extra chatas money left over, what do you have to do with it? What did we have in our Mishnah? What did it say in this braisa? If he has mois mufuroshin, to mechatas yoylech liyam amelach. So, einachanami, these monies were not mufuroshin. They were all stumim. Stumim means we didn't designate or allocate the funds. But nevertheless, we know that a percentage of it is going to be used for tmechatos. So in Bazoi, how do you go and say it goes to Yiplun and Adava? L'chore, a portion of it has to go, and since we don't know what portion, perhaps everything has to go to Yam HaMelech. How can you use it for Adava? Hazoi Freyti. Rabbi Yochanan says, Alochi Ibn Azar. It's a special Alochi L'Moshe V'Sinai, that if you have Mois Tumen, Yiplun and Adava, even though a certain percentage of these funds would have, should have, could have gone for purposes of the Karm Chattas. But it's like Ish Omar, L'chon Nidreim U'L'chon Nidvoisam. HaTorah Omra Moise Neder Yehei L'Nidava. Yechava, have a special Bosek. Now before we continue on with this Machloikis of Yechon Rish Lakish, whether it's a Lachal Moshe Misina, whether it's a Bosek, the Gemara on the surface is a little bit difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because if you go back to that Mishnah that we quoted, that Nan Hamafrish Moislan Zirusai, Loi Nehelen, Veloi Me'alen Behen, you know why there's no din of Me'ila, but Neshehin Ru'uyen, Lahavi Bekulen Shlamim. Now, is the Nozer going to use all of these funds for Shlamim? Of course not. He's going to go and use approximately a third for Oila, approximately a third for Shlamim, approximately a third for Chatas. So, why didn't it bother us over there? Oh, but so much of the money is going to be used for a chatas, muravim behen. Why isn't there a dinam me'ila? After all, a chatas happens to be kachik kudish, and there should be a dinam me'ila. Because the Mishnah said very simply, even though it's taka true that eventually this person will probably allocate it, however, what happens if he finds that, Baruch Hashem, he wins the lottery, and he has, Baruch Hashem, a lot of money, or he just becomes more generous, and he says, I only put away those funds. You know what? Instead of splitting them three ways, I'm going to go and buy a Shlomim Shmeina, or a Chata Shmeina, or an Oila Shmeina. I know that I'm going to use all of these funds for one of the Kabbanis. And then I'm going to go and bring new monies to the table to go and buy the other Kabbat. I mean, that's in fact what the Mishnah is saying.
Right.
That the reason why there's no Me'ila, because they're all Ro'oi to bring for a Shlomim. So if you have that Svara, because they're Ro'oi, then say the same thing over here. What's the Gemara's kasha? A third of the funds are to make chatzis muravim behen.
He died.
Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, it says how you loy mois tumen yiplu nedava. What's shver? They're all roi lahavi behena carbon oila, and so therefore That's why if and when he died, then just hand them all over for Oyla. Yeah, but he could have and he would have and he should have used them also for Chatzos. Who said? Maybe had he still lived, he would have said, I see this beautiful, wonderful behemoth that I want to bring for Karban Chatzos. It's a little bit expensive. I'll use all of these funds to go and bring that Karban Chatzos. Now, where do you see that Shesluah Zasvara? If you go to the Toisvis, the fourth wide line of yesterday, Chavdal and Amadbeis, Neshuruyin Kulun Lavi Shlom. What does that mean? So Toisvis. The Kivin Gali Pirish Klum. Since he wasn't the Farish, in other words, he didn't allocate or designate. Im Yisma Loi Behem Shmeina, if he finds a Zeta, a real behemoth, a Festa, a Shmeina, a real fat and good, juicy behemoth, which costs much, much more, Yavi Bekulun Shlom Im Yirta. It's very, very possible he's going to use all the funds for Islam since he has it designated. What about the other kabbalas? He'll bring in more funds from his home. That's why there's no dinam either. So once there is such a beautiful swara, so then what's the problem over here? And granted, Nebuch, the person passed away. So what's the din about this person?
He can't change anything now. He's not in a position to.
He doesn't have to change. The money was never designated. The money at all times could have been used for a shlamin, could have been used for an oiler, could have been used for a chatzas, because he might find a. You're right, at this point he's not going to find a behemah shmeina.
Now, if when somebody is alive, you can say maybe he'll find a behemah shmeina.
And maybe he'll get wealthier and one augmented. Right.
But at this point he said.
It's frozen.
Why not assume that he put these
Equal allocation.
I mean, normally you would assume so. However, since the Gemara said there's a svara, okay, there's no din of me'ila in these funds when he's still alive, because these monies could still be allocated for those purposes. And you're right. He's no longer able to go and allocate them. But since he never allocated them, all of these funds. Were at all times roy to bring Eishlam. They were also roy at all times to bring it for Endava. So, what's so schwer metahali to mechatas?
Also, could be brought for chatas too. I mean, if you're redeeming it as slumming funds,
mm-hmm.
But also we could deem it as all of it as chatas funds too.
Mm-hmm.
So that very probability undermines. There's like a danger, a shadow of a chatas on this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the Morris Kasha. Of Mechatzis, because of the shadow.
Right.
Anyway, the kasha is Toisus kasha. If you go all the way to the bottom, three lines from the bottom of the Omid. The Im Toimar, not Velishni, no, but Velishni, let the Gemara answer. You're asking a kasha about the fact that it's the Mechatzis. And therefore, it has to go to Yam HaMelech. Velishni Mneshir Uyin Lahavi Bekulan Oyla. Why didn't the Gemara just answer? It's roy to use all of these funds for an oiler. Kiram alei, like it says before. Neshuuyin lahavi bekul en shlam. So that's the kasha. Then Toises brings one teretz, and then Toises brings another teretz. The oidish leiman, the second line from the bottom. The hodi omer sheyochel leshanois lahavi en kul en shlam. Haynedav kehecha the omer elu moois linizirusi. The mashma. In Erza Ovi Bishlish Oila Ubishlish Khatas Ubishlish Shlomim Oi im Erza Esamikulan Khatas Oi Mikulan Shlom. Why Dilin Zirois Mashma or Nizirus when he said the word Nizirus Shaprila makes us Nizirusai. If he looks at the money, puts aside $600, and normally you would say 200, 200, 200, 3 behemoths. However, he said that these are for my Nizirus. Now, my Nazirus could mean not necessarily all three. It could also mean for my mixed Nazirus. In other words, in the meantime of doing a down payment, this is going to be the 600. And if I find behemoth Shemenois, I might add another 200, 300, 600, whatever, to bring even nicer behemoths. I will heichad the mace, vahoyulay mois tumen, the yiplin the dova, the airi behifrish mois, vahomer mois halolu le karbonois Nazirusi. The karbonois ka'amar. Hilkach yesh b'moyis halolu demeich atah. So what is Toises answering? Toises answers that when you're talking about mois stumen, there are two types of mois stumen. There's mois stumen l'nezirusi, or there's mois stumen l'karbonois nezirusi. If he says l'nezirusi, then he can do whatever he wants from A to Z, because after all, for my nezirus. So maybe he's going to go and buy only one of the Nazirus Karbanis from these monies, and he's going to bring more monies to bring the other ones. But if he says Karbanois, that's already plural, then we assume that what he means is for all three karbonos, then we don't go and say, well, he could allocate all of them for the chatas or all of them for the oila. No, no, no. He said karbonos. Ah, Tosis brings a riot that's the right pshat. What's his riot? Because notice that the Gemara starts off on the bottom, hoyu loy mois stumen yiplin adaba. So bissel l'shver, why is the Gemara focusing on that Mishnah in Mesechtas Me'ila? L'choira, we have the same issue in our Mishnah. Because when we went back, when we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, to go smack in the middle of the Mishnah, in Mesechtas Nozir, the Isha Shenodra ben Nozir, and then the husband was Mefer, and halfway down the Mishnah, Hoyu la mo'istumen, yiplun l'nedava. Oh, why don't we go and start screaming over there too? Look at the next line. Mois mufarashin to mechatas yelchel yamamelach. So then say the same thing over here. How can you say the mois tumin yipul nadava? I, one third is going to go and be used for the chatas, and therefore, either all the funds or at least a third of the funds should go to yamamelach. Why do we have to go and ask the kasha on the Mishnah Me'ila? Let the Mesechtas Me'ila deal with Me'ila. Mesechtas Nozir should deal with our Mishnah. Says Toisis, that's a right to his pshat. Because if you look at that Mishnah itself, the Mishnah L'Chayra doesn't really work that well. In which respect? Not it says in the Mishnah. Again, we're reading from Chav Dal and Amit Beis. Hamafrish mois lenezi rusoi. Le'nehenen v'lema alim behem v'neshe hun r'uyen l'havi b'kulin shlom. Let me ask you a question. What mois are we talking about? This is hamafrish mois. Are we talking about mois stumen? Are we talking about mois which are mefurashim? Since it says that there's no din of me'ila because you could use all of them for a shlum, obviously we're talking about stumen. Guess what happens? Continues the mission. Meis, he passes away. We were talking about mois stumen all along. What do we have to add? Bahayulam mois stumen. It should just simply say meis. If instead of having mois stumen, it was mois mufarashin, then meichatis. Why does the Mishnah repeat a second time? Bahayulam mois stumen. Says Toisvis, that's to tell you that the Reish is talking about Moistumen for Nazirus generally. The Nazirusi. Then you can go and then there's no Dinah Me'ilah because all of them are Roy Lahavi Shlom. All of them are Roy Lahavi Oil. All of them are Roy anything you want.
Yeah.
Like Toisvis said, whatever you desire.
Aside from the Korbanus, what other outlays are there for Nazirus?
Nothing else. For our purpose, nothing else.
The barber.
So I'm saying, so if it's general Nazirus, so what's the difference between general Nazirus and Korbanus if they're all wanted?
We'll get back to you in a moment. This is an excellent question. So therefore says the story says by the fact that we repeat again the Hoyle Moistumen, here the Moistumen are not the same Moistumen in the ratio, this is a brand new Moistumen. These were not just for the Nazirusi, but for Karbonos Nazirusi. Now,
that's talking about the Nazirusi.
That's talking about Karbonos Nazirusi, for Karbonos. So now the question is, but if it's for Karbonos, then we have the issue
of
the
Chatzos
Machamani. Now you understand better the Gemara's Kasha. Because it would be Nazirusi, it wouldn't be a Kasha. Then you go and say, what are you going to ask such silly questions? They're all Roy, Lahavi, Behan, Oila, and that's why Yiblon Adava. But since it says Mace, Oila, Stomin, and it's talking about Karbon, it's Nazirusi. No, then one third has to go for the Chatzis. No, is the Chmei Chatzis Muram Ben, how can you go and say Yiblon Adava? That's exactly, Mamish, you see, you put your finger on it. So if you go back now to finishing off the Tosis over here, the Ayri, third line from the top. The Ayri, well, now we're talking about the Sefer, this Mishnah. If it's the Mois, the Karbonis is Rusi. So it can't be that I'll allocate all of it for an oil or all of it. He said Karbonis. Hilkach Yesh, the Mois, the Mechatos. Part of these monies, the Mechatos, the Kach Parach. Eich Yehei, the Kulan Nadova. Valoy, the Mechatos, Murabim Behem. The Mesiashiv, Loshin Masnis, and the Me'ilah. How is it Mesiashim? It says a mafresh moist and the zeros. Ain't behem nishurim lovely the cool and shlum. Umayri, obviously we're talking about moist umois. Ubasar hochi, and then it says Tony Mace. Vahile moistumin. Vahbistumin I read. We're talking about stumin. Why do we have to repeat it again? Vahochi by Leila Mamer. Mace. Yiplin and Dava. Oh, Pshadis Kalab. Hocha Kamayri. The Omer Davka and the Zirusi. In the Reishi said the Zirusi. The Oz Yochalabi, the cool and air card. because it's mashba alcohol coming out of karma everything. Kachtani b'seifa, and the seifa says meisvoy lo moistumin. Rafilu nami omer elu lekarbonis nizirus lekarbonis nizirus. Kula niplun adava chaymucha me'ahu lekarbon blah blah blah. And that's why the Gemara has to say oh yeah yoy v'setzam b'techatas. I'm Rabbi Yochanan because Salacha Rish Lakish says I have a pasuk.
So the Rish is on Nizirusi, the Gava, and okay. The Sefer is on the Korbanos, the Chesed.
Okay, if you like that, fine.
Yeah. What the pasuk that
Rish Lakish brings? We haven't explained that yet. Great. Ariel, you had a question. The issue that we're talking about here is a Nazir. Yes, you're correct. And the Nazir has to, at the conclusion of this 30 days, bring three Korbanos. And obviously he's going to need to set aside behemoths or money for that purpose. So what happens if in fact he set aside monies and he had in mind for, and he said, his son asked him, Tati, Daddy, Abba, why are you putting this money away? Well, this is going to be for my Nazirus. Okay, so Nazirus could then mean for one carbon, for two carbonates, for three carbonates, any one or all, because I might decide afterwards, I want to add to it. This is just, if you will, a down payment. Sorry?
A starter.
A starter. You see, like that? That's a good way of starting off. So he puts aside $500, $600, $1,000. But Tati, maybe the behemoths will cost more. Okay, no problem. So we'll add some more. How are you going to split it up? I don't know yet. Maybe we'll do a third, a third, a third. Maybe the behemoth for the oil will be nicer. I'll give a nicer one for this, a little bit for less. We'll see. We'll work it out. So under those circumstances, the Gemara wouldn't have asked, the mechatas meravim behen, and therefore all of it or some of it should have gone to Yam HaMelech because it's a mechatas. The Gemara wouldn't have asked that because it's not the mechatas. I might set it all aside for shlam or for an oil. That's why yiplin adava for an oil. However, if he says karbanois nazirusi, then he's saying explicitly that these are for my karbanois. That being the case, if the Gemara says, and the person passed away. Yiplin adava, give it for the adava. Why? Maybe there would have been chatas among them. Maybe. There would certainly have been dmei chatas among them because he said, karbanas is yirusi. And even if you're going to go and say, yeah, okay, but nevertheless, maybe he didn't mean the chatas. He only meant the oil and the shlamen. But still, then, how can you go and give it in the dava? How can you go and switch it?
Because the asham has a quality of it too.
Yeah, but there's no asham here. Asham is only.
Oil is
kachikachim. Exactly. So it says yiplun dava, and that's why it's all for the oil. So if you're wondering why didn't the Gemara say vali demei shlamim muravim ben, the bottom toisa says einachanami. The Gemara could have said that. You see. We went to the choice of the third line. So once he uses the term karbanois, that means the money is going to be used at least for two, if not for all three karbanois. So how can you go and say, if at the end of the day we don't need these monies, we're going to use them all for oilois, part of them are chatas money. Therefore it should go liyam ha-melech. Part of them are shlama monies. It shouldn't go for oilois, it should go for shlama. So that was Gemara's kasha. Why, in fact, do we say that it goes kulay lin nidav? Gemara answers. Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'moshe misinai. There's no right or wrong, no logic. As long as the halacha that you have moiser of the Nazirus monies, yipul and adav. The Shlokesh says, no, I have a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, chol nidreim ula chol nidvoisem. I'm sorry.
Parashas Emor, right? Is this in Parashas Emor?
It's in Parashas Emor, that's correct. Chol nidreim ula chol
nidvoisem.
Exactly, but we don't have, like that's, he wasn't asking what the parakeet asked him. Ish, mi beis Yisrael, u'menager mi Yisrael, ashe yakriv karbonei l'chol nidreyem, u'lchol nidvoisem, ashe yakriv u'l'ashem li'o. So what does the pasuk say? Okay, yeah, shkoyach. No, I'm going to give this to Barry because I have the Torah.
Thank you.
We got Emor.
Oh, Jewish Pasuk.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
Yishe Chumash.
Lovely. So, what do I learn from this Pasuk? The Chol Nedreim, the Chol Nedvoisim, HaTorah Amra, Moiser Neder Yehei Linadav. The way Rish Lakish explains the pasuk is l'chol nidreim. It doesn't just say nidreim. It says l'chol nidreim. L'chol nidreim comes to tell us that if besides the neder I had extra funds left over, what happens with all those funds? Yehelin adavah. Okay, so what neder we're talking about? The Gemara assumes they're not talking about just a person who's neider for an oiler, for shlam, whatever, but a person who was neider, the neder nazirus.
Is that and the context of the...
The pasuk is really very generic. It doesn't have nothing to do with nazirus. Nazirus, as you know, is a parish in parish in Nosai. I don't know if the rest of the Torah makes any reference to nazirus other than in the parish of Nazir, in parish of Nosai. And this, of course, in parish of Emma. But anyway, Rish Lakish says that this L'chon Nidreim comes to tell you that if a person made a neder, even a neder of Nazirus, and there are extra funds left over, like in this case, number the person passed away, there's a mess. And what do we have? A whole bunch of mois tumim. So then it's going to fall linid voisim for nedava. What means nedava? In fact, here it doesn't mean just any nedava, because the pasuk ends off chamad voisim asher kruvul Hashem. The oila. Oh, so it's the oilas nedava for kayitz and mizbeach. So even though, yes, theoretically, you should have said, take a third. No. That's the pasuk in the Torah. It tells you, you got moiser of nazirus monies. You put it all for nedav. Okay, stand for all the kashas. This is a pasuk. This is a halach l'moish v'sina. Frank Timur, Bishlam, Rabbi Yochim, Yama, halach ibn Azir, Amtu, Lahach, Yistum, and Imu, for Rosh, Loi. Then I understand why Rabbi Yochanan, in that Mishnah in Me'ilah, in our Mishnah here on the Amud Aleph, I understand the reason why there is a difference between Mois Tumen and Mois Mufarash. Because that's the Lachal Mois Sinai. That if you have Mois Tumen, then it's Yipul and Adava. If you have Mois Mufarash, since part of these Mois Mufarash, the part which is the Mechatas, look, the Mechatas, just like Chomish Chatois, Mesois, this is money. How do you have, what's the moral and legal equivalent of killing the money? You go and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. That's the halach. In fact, the whole din of Chamash Chatois Mesis, the halach Mishinai. So that all fits nicely, halach Mishinai. El Rish Lakish, Kunt Rish Lakish, the Chol Nidreim, the Chol Nidvoisam, which is a drasha and a posik. My ear is too many, I feel move for Russian. Why don't you go and say that if I have leftover mo'ois, which are move for Russian for a carbon, chatos for a nazir who was no there to become a nazir, say that those monies should be used for the nedava. After all, that's what the pasuk says: chol nidreim, chol nidvoisim, use it for nedava.
Yeah.
Amar Rava Mufarashim Limatzas Amis. That you can't go and say. Kvar Paska Tanda Rebbe Shma. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the Amid Beis a very simple question: the reason why you cannot go and say use the mois mufarashis for nidava, that portion that was mufurish for a karm chatos, because we're talking about nebuch, a person who passed away. And if the person passed away, it's chomish chatois meisais. What is one of the chomish chatois meisais? Achatosh meisu balea, that the balan passed away. The balan passed away. Okay, the behemoth is not alive, because we're talking about mois. But the mois, that would have been the lebedikah chatos. So why don't we just simply say, well, that's part of the halach l'moish v'sinai, that you have mo'ois, mefuroshes, the carbon chatos, that has the same dim as the chomish chamot chatois meisois. So the one, the Amud Beis, is going to ask that question in Miyat Hashem. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, I'll tell you the reason why you cannot use mo'ois, chatos, mefuroshes, for nedava, because of the following braisa of Tanur Bishmar. What does it say in this pasuk? A pasuk now we move all the way from Parshas Emor into Devarim, presumably Parshas Ve'e, maybe Parshas Ekev, you look it up. Turn to Rivi Shmuel, Rak Kodeshecha Asheyu Lecha Unadurecha. And the pasuk continues on. Tis Uvas El Hamoka Mashiv Harasha. So Rak Kodeshecha, if you have Kodeshim, Asheyu Lecha Unadurecha, what do you do? You're looking in Bamidbar. You got to go to Sefer Dvar.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing happened. So Rako Neshecha Shiyu Lechona Terecha. Tisu Vasa, go and bring it Almokam Ashiyivchar Hashem. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? It says Tana Rabbi Shmuel. It's talking about the Vlodi Kodeshim Ubitmurasam Hakasiv Mit Aber. If you have a Vlad Kodeshim, in other words, initially you had a Behema, which was a Nekeva, a Kizba or a Seira, and you designated it to go and make it into a Karm Chatas. since it's in the keva, it gave birth. And now we have v'lodi kachin. But it doesn't have to be only karm chafes. Same thing applies to a karm shlamin. Would that apply to a carbon oila?
Never.
No, because an oila is a zachar. Would it apply to an asham? No, because an asham is a zachar. So it would be very different, because today things are crazy. But when things were normal, yes, you couldn't have... Right, exactly. Anyway, so getting back to... Did you see what I sent out from the Moshe, from the Igros Moshe?
Yeah,
from
Dhamma?
Isn't it beautiful? The story of Moyav and Amun.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So what does it say by Vlodi Kodeshim? Well, but Tumurasa. Tumurasa means that you have two behemoths. One of them is Kodeshim, one of them happens to be Chulin, and you say, Zu, Tumura, Zu. This should be instead of the other one. You're not allowed to do that. That's osir to do. Why is it osir? Because it says in the pasuk, "Lo yachlifan, v'lo yomer oisai, toy bara rab toy." You're not allowed to do that type of substitution or tomorrow. But if you do it, vayehus morasai, yeah, kodesh, it has a din of kedusha. Okay, so now we have, for our purposes, two animals.
Which pasuk is it in your base, by the way, please?
Sure, it's in your base, chavak, all the way towards the end.
Thank you.
No problem.
What was the context of that
pasuk? That pasuk once again is a generic pasuk. Rak kodeshech.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Why are you asking?
You sure? You said sure.
We're giving a sure right now. We're in the middle of the sure. And it's on daf chofei yomer aleph.
Isn't it shurim?
Shurim. Okay. Yeah. Today and yesterday and tomorrow there'll be many shurim. Anyway, beginning back to our gemara. So what does it say? So the Mefarshim explain that the word kodeshecha is referring to tmura. Why? Because the pasuk says vayehu usmurasa yeh kodesh. Oh, kodeshecha is referring to tmura. Ashiyulecha means that they will come on the surface. They'll come on the scene. Ashiyu, that will be. What it means it will be. Either I'm a makdish an animal, or I'm not going to be makdish an animal. So about an animal that has vlodos. Ah, so it has a future. Those are sheyulcha. So these kodshim, which means the tmura, asheyulcha, and the vlodos, what does it say about that in the pasuk? The pasuk is talking about the vlodi kodshim in muturas, makwasa medaber. Mata kanosa, what should you do? Continues the pasuk. Tisa uvasa elamoka masheyivchar Hashem. Go and bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash. Now what does that mean to us when you bring to the Beis HaMikdash? You bring it for a carbon. However, the Gemara asks a very, very fascinating havamina. Yochel yalam abesa bechira v'yimna mehem mayim b'chazim b'shvil sheyemusim. Maybe that you have these extra velodis, kodshim and tmurais. Maybe you bring it up to Beis Midrash. Maybe they have a special room there called the kippah. Put them into that room. Close the door. Don't give them anything. And then eventually they will pass away. We know, of course, that halacha applies to a karma chatas. Vlad chatas. Or tmuras chatas. All the five. This simna, right? Vlad chatas. Tmuras chatas. Makes it balea chatas. Vacher. And chatas she'ovrish nasa. The simna. Good. But that only applies to chatas. The Gemara is asking now, I have a minna, that maybe this should apply across the board. And therefore, if I have a tmuras oila, for instance, or if I have a vlad shlomim, for instance, maybe the same thing should apply. Bring to the Beis Hamikdash and have them go, pass away, be keeper. Tam Elohim, that's why the next pasuk, which is pasuk Chavzai, V'yosisa oilisecha habasa v'hadam. Why does this pasuk follow right after the previous pasuk? Because when it says in the pasuk, Raka d'shecha shiyu l'chonu d'recha, Tisu v'asal ha-mokam shivchar Hashem, what do you do when you bring them to the Makam Mashiv Harashem? Vasisa l'secha, you bring karbonis, you makrib them for karbonis. Elohim alecha, this pasuk is telling you about the prior pasuk. Kider she'at nohig bi oila, just like vasis oila secha, you bring it for a carbon. Nohig bi tmurasa, do the same thing vis-a-vis the tmuras oila. And kider she'at nohig bi shlamim, nohig bi vlodeyam. And therefore, when it says in the pasuk over here that tisu vasa, don't have such a havamina. Bring it up, bishvul shiyamusu chulila. Bring it up to be able to go and bring it like you bring a carbon oil, like you bring carbon shlamim, and bring it for a carbon. Continues now Rabbi Shmuel, Yochel Avlad Chatas, a Tmuras Hashem came. Say the same thing, Vlad Chatas, a Tmuras Hashem. They should have the same din. And all of you are thinking to yourself, how could that be the same din? We know that we have the
Halacha Moshe Sinai,
the Gabi the Chatas. What Halacha Moshe Sinai do we have, the Gabi the Hashem?
Equivalent. What's the Chatas Hashem? Achatas Kaash on the first mission in Zvachan.
That's true. But what does Allah al Moshe Sinai say? So we're going to see Mitchum on the Amid base, just to remind ourselves. Kol Shabachatas Mesa, be Oshim Leraya. Leraya. Leraya means that we let it go in growth until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, we're pointed, and we take the money and we use it to go and bring carbon oil. Even though it was originally an Asham, it gets transformed into a carbon oil. We'll talk about that more on the Amid Beis in Yetz Hashem. So I might have thought that Vlad Chatzis Tumuras Asham also Tisa Uvas Alamokain and bring it for carbon oil. Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk says Rak Kodesh Echa Divrei Bishmar. Meaning what's Rak? Only some karbanis. Achen v'raken mi'utan hein. Not all karbanis, only some karbanis. Which are those some karbanis? He oila and the shlomim, but not the chatas and not the asham. Azei zot Rabbi Yishma. Rabbi Kiva says, when it comes to the asham, I don't need the pasuk and the drasha of this Rabbi Yishma with the rak. I have another pasuk, ein etzarech. Hari oimet says in the pasuk, asham hu, asham Osham Lashem. What do I learn from that Osham? Who? Who Bav Yossi Yehei? It's only the Osham which retains its sanctity to go and bring for a carbon. Once you're already talking about a derivative of the Osham, what would be a derivative of the Osham?
A Tzmura.
A Tzmura, not the Vlad Osham.
Because this is Zachar.
So you have a Tzmura. So then a Tzmura that you would not bring for a carbon. Aha. And then, okay, so.
Well, this is a pasuk by Rasa.
I'm sorry, which pasuk?
Where the Asham Hu.
Asham Hu, that's a pasuk number four.
Okay, say your Pashas Vikra.
Yeah, Vihikter Oysa Makoyin HaMizbecha, could be Pashas Tzab. Vihikter Oysa Makoyin HaMizbecha, Isha LaHashem, Asham Hu. It is an Asham. It's probably the end of...
Yeah, because you have a Korban over Yoreid at the end in Parakei.
Yeah, okay, you also have the Asham Me'ilois, you also have the Asham Tolos. Okay,
it's a last aliyah.
Last aliyah. Very.
So, Bavasos, what are we learning from Bavasos? Yeah, that it should.
That the only one that has its full degree of Kedusha's Hashem is the Hashem itself. But not the derivative. Because the Tzmur is really not the Hashem who. That's already the next generation. Not next generation in terms of a Vlad, because Hashem is a Zohar. However, the next generation in terms of its derivative, you say a Tzmuras Hashem. So the Hashem who, Bav Yossi, hey, that retains its Kedusha, you bring it for a carbon. Once it's a Tzmuras Hashem, you don't bring it for a carbon. What do? It's Lerai.
But Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, though, about
the Chatas. Exactly. And it's not that he argues Bahaloch and the Hashem, he just says, I don't need the Pasuk Rag, but Hashem has its own Pasuk. So, Shkoyech Rabbi Shmuel, I thank you for the Pasuk, but keep that for Chatas, Hashem, I have a separate Pasuk. Okay, so now all of this is fascinating, you know, all of this is Givaldic. Why did we bring this long Braisa? To answer a very simple Kasha. A Kasha was that according to Reish Lakish, that how do I know that the Moiser of all of these monies goes to a carbon nedava, not based on a lochel mishusina, but based on a pasuk. Chol nedreim lochel nedoisam. Whenever you have mois of naziris left over, in the case that this person passed away, what are you going to do with the money? It's going to go linedvoisam for oiles nedava kaitz lemizbech. Okay, that's beautiful. Frank Dimar, that's when you're talking about mois tumen. Why don't you say the same thing for mois mufurashin? That those monies that you designated for the Karm Chatas should also go for Nidvas HaMizbeach, for the Oilas Nidava. So after this long Braisa, what do we see? The Gemara said, Kvar Poska Tanav Rebbe Shmuel. What did Tanav Rebbe Shmuel Paskin? Tanav Rebbe Shmuel Paskin, that anytime they're dealing with Chatas, especially a Leiba Dika Chatas, what's the din of the Vlad Chatas or the Tzmuras Chatas? No, that unfortunately that goes Lamisa. How do I know goes Lamisa? Because Chatas Chapasik, Rak Kodeshecha. The only time that I say the ego makriv, the derivatives, that's in your case. You're talking about an Oila or a Shlamin, but you're talking about a Chatas or an Asham. We're not focusing on the Asham, we're focusing on the Chatas. There you don't go and bring it for a carbon. If you have the derivative, what would be the derivative? In that case, the derivative is the Vlad or the Tamura. And now the Gemara is now saying that the same thing applies to the monies. Because the monies, that's not the behemah itself. It's also, in a sense, the derivatives. It's what we call Moiser Chatas. So that Moiser Chatas means that it's the next generation, it's a derivative. This Moiser Chatas is, it's Moiser Chatas monies. And therefore the Gemara makes a little bit of a jump, of the leap of faith, if you will, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, just like he says on the derivative Chatas, that it goes Lemisa, from the Pasuk, from the Rak, we're going to ask, I have the halacha l'moshe Sinai, that's for the Amud Beis, but based on the rak, so you use that same rak to go and tell you that if you have chatas monies, it also goes l'misa. Which the misa? You go and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. And with this, we've answered the kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, you have a pasuk on Reish Lakish called Advoisim Legabi Mois Stumin. Why don't you say the same Legabi Mois Meforoshin? He says, I can't, of course. Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Raka Veshachal, and you have Mois Rechata's monies. You don't use it for a carbon, but it goes Lemisa Yam HaMelech. Yes?
In the case of a regular chatas, not just chatas nazir, in the case of a regular chatas, a person sets aside $500 for his chatas, and he gets a bargain. Money, the price of a behem is dropped, and it's $400.
Mm-hmm.
The extra $100 is moser chatas.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that money?
I think the same thing, but again, this
is not our subject. It's not one of the timnas. It's not one of the timnas.
No, I understand, but it's... Chatish neskapu baler bi'acher.
So it's under that subcategory. Okay.
L'chayre.
Thank you.
I'm not sure we'll get to Godshim and Zvachim and Machos.
How do we remember again that we had a Lach Moshe Sinai that we know anyway?
Ah, so the Gemara said according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't need any drushes. It's very simple.
It's a Lach Moshe Sinai.
The reason why there's a dim between Stumas and Furash, that's a Lach Moshe Sinai. Stumas goes for Oedis and Dom and Furash and Isha. But according to Rish Lakshim, it's from a Pasik. Whatever is left over from the Ziris from the Dorim goes for Nadava. So why don't you say that Chatas money is also left over? Moiser Chatas, Zakhimara, just like we have by the Moiser Chatas in the form of the derivatives of the Vlad and the Tamura, that those go Lamisa. This is Moiser Chatas money, it also goes Lamisa. How do you go Lamisa? You put into the Yam HaMelech. Why is that different than the Stumen? Because the Stumen wasn't Mufarashin with Stumen. About that I have the Pasik. What about Mufarashin? That I have a Mufurish of Brisa, Tan Rabbi Shmuel. The Rak Kodeshach, the Rak comes to tell you.
Why do I need that Brisa if I know Halach Moshe Mishina?
Oh, that's the Moritz Kash in the Yomid Beis in Yatush.
Okay.
What do I need the whole Brisa for? Halach Moshe Mishina. And your Mechim will see in the Yomid Beis, you'll be very happy with that. Okay, so now we've concluded that discussion, the Masu Matan. Now we're just focusing back on the Braisa for a moment. Ketani, it said in the Braisa, Yochel Yalu Beis Abchir Abiyim, Namihem Mayim Umoza Mishoshimus. I had a Hava Minna, that the Tamuris Oila, Mith of Vlad Shalomim, maybe those two should also go Lekipa, and you bring it up to Yushalayim, not to bring it for a Korban, but rather, Shihimus. Talmud Loimus is Oilisach. Frank Yimur Amai. How could you even have such a Hava Minna? Of Vlad Chatas, who the Gemirin Ba Misa? Everybody knows that there's a famous halacha of Chamesh Chatois Mesois. There's no din of Chamesh Oilois Mesois or Chamesh Shlomim Mesim. We talk about Chatois. That's the halacha of Moshe Mishina, that it goes Lemesa. But never anybody would have fathomed that there's a din Legabe Vlad or Tamuras Shlomim or Oiloi. No such halacha. Why is there even Havim in it? Says Yimara, he loved Kroth. It wasn't for that pasuk that it says that Vasisa Ilisecha, Basim Adam, that you bring for a carbon, have a minna. Vlad Chatos, Chomokoi, and Vlodi Kodshim Abeis Abchira. In other words, of course I know. You think I'm Hurat. Of course I know that there's a din, a halachal Moshe Mishinai, that all Chatois, that Vlad Chatos, Tamuris Chatos, are all Chatois Mesis. Every Hamuret knows that. But Vladi Kodshim, I would have thought that there's all to the same din, but there's only a difference in location. What do the real estate people say?
Location,
location, location. Here too. Both of them have a din of Lemisa, but a Vlad Chatzis B'chol Mokai. In other words, if you have a Vlad Chatzis and you are in Bnei Brak, and you had your Vlad Chatzis, and you were going to... You had a Chatzis, which you were going to bring, and the Chatzis Baruch Hashem had a baby, now I have a Vlad Chatzis, what do I do? Because they just said that's the halacha Moshe Sinai, it goes Lamisa. Okay, I have to go to Yerushalayim Lamisa. I can find a place in Bnei Brak or in Tel Aviv where I can put into a kippah, close the door, and it'll go Lamisa. So that's the din of the halacha Moshe Sinai. Based on this pasuk, I might have thought you bring up the Vlad or the Tamuris Oila or the Shlamim to the Beis Hamikdash, not for purpose of bringing for a carbon, but rather also the kippah. That's why the law, that's why I have the pasuk to tell you, no, you bring it for kabbas. So Gemara, Ketani, let's go back in the braisa. That those two you should bring for a carbon. No. Derivatives, moiser. No. What's Brother Shai's question? Hilchasa gemirila. Vlad chatas lemisa ozel. What do I need a rock for? I have a loch lemoish misinai that a vlad chatas goes lemisa. So I don't need a rock. So Timur Hachanami, you're absolutely right. Ukrali oshamudiyasa. The pasuk was only needed for the oshan, not for the chatas. So take out the word chatas. We really meant the oshan. Frey Timur of oshan nami ilchasa gemirila. Kol she'ila bechatas meisa be oshan roya. So I know you're not going to bring it for a pasuk. So I don't need a pasuk. I'm not going to bring it for a carbon. So what do I need the rak to exclude? Chatas or oshan or both or one of them. There are two halachos from which we see that. One, Gabi, if you have the chatas derivative, what it happens to it, it goes lamisa. And if I have an ashim derivative, it goes laraya. So I don't need a rock. Sakti Yomara, you have a good point. Ele'imi hilchasifu, it's only based on halacha from which we see that have a minach hilchasa, I would think that the halacha tells you, don't bring it for a carbon, but rather, when you're talking about the chatas, what should you do? It should go lamisa. And what do you do with the ashim? It should go laraya. That's all the chadchilis. But what happens vi akrave? What happens if I didn't listen and I did bring it for a carbon after all? I would think okay, it's kafar. I mean, although takel chadchil, what you're supposed to do is go lamisa or laraya. But if you did bring it, okay, you don't.
How could you bring a tmuras asham?
Yeah,
on the mizbeach. I mean, it's he has no. It has no crime to atone for or a tumor chatas. I mean, the Kohen asked him, "What's this for?"
And he's going to say, "This is a chatas and this is an asham."
Oh, it's chatas, fine. Oh, he didn't say it was this. He didn't tell him it was silent of the tumor. Okay.
Or if he told the Kohen wasn't amoret. The Kohen didn't realize.
Okay.
He knows that tumor is oily you can bring. He knows that tumor shlami you can bring. But you bring a tumor is asham to an ishkavis.
He didn't use the original chatas. He just had that aside. He just bring the tumor. He says, "Yeah, I rachman alatzan. I ate chaylev."
And here's the carbon.
I see. So he's silent about the origins of this carbon.
Just told him this. I'm bringing this. Exactly. So either he fooled and he quote unquote.
Or did Bishogig.
Bishogig. Or the Kayan didn't know. Whatever. Okay. Lamaso, the Gemara is telling us the Akrave, if he did bring the Vlad Chatas, or he did bring the Tumuris Chatas, or the Tumuris Hashem. Lo Yechayev Alev Leklam. I would think it's Gunish. Kamashal and Krah. The Makrav Lei. Koyim Alei Be'asei. Not only is he violating the Loch Lamoshe Sinai, he's going to be over an Isser Asay. What's the Isser Asay? It doesn't say in this Pasuk, Loi, don't bring the Chatash Mesu Balea, don't bring the Ashen. All it says is, bring Kabanais, but Rakodesh Echon, not all Kabanais, only some of them. Which some? Like the Oila and the Shlom, there you bring the derivatives, the Tamuyram, the Tikvalat, but not when it comes to these two. The chatas and the ashim rak. No, don't bring those. So that's a lav habom mechlal asay. Because it doesn't say beferish nish. It just says that there's an essay. Bring those tmurais and those oilais, the tmuras, oila, tmuras, shlam, etc. Rak, but this not. Oh, so it's a lav habom mechlal asay. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is being mechadish. That not only is there halacha lemoish misinai, but if you violate the halacha lemoish sinai b'diavad, you don't get pech because it's an Isra Asay, it's an Isra Lav, but you're being over on an Isra Asay, and therefore on Yom Kippur you're going to have to go and clap Al Chait
very hard another few times
because you're over on this Isra Asay. Now, Rabbi Kiva Oimer in Itzarech, I don't need the Pasuk for an Oshem, Hari Oimer Oshem, Hubav Yossi, hey, Freit Gemara, the same Kasha that we asked on Rabbi Kiva, on Rabbi Shmuel, what do we need the Pasuk of Rak to exclude the chatas and the oshim, or only the chatas, or you have a loch lemoish misinai, ask the same kasha Rabbi Kiva. What do I need the oshim? Av yosei, hey, I have a loch lemoish misinai, lomali kra, gemara gemirin la, kol shebachatas mesa be oshim roya. So I know that you're not going to bring it for a carbon. I don't need the rak for that, and I don't need the oshim hu for that. Chadach loch lemoish misinai. So tomorrow, Kanam, you attack it right. So for yosei kras, what do I have the posik for? Liderav. Now, you cannot go and give the same teretz as we gave before to go and tell us an Isser Asay. Because he, Rabbi Kiva, doesn't subscribe to the Rak Kodesh Echa as telling you, these kabbanas you do bring, this carbon you don't bring. He's learning it from the Asham. Asham who? So the Asham who just tells you, this has its Kedusha, bring it for a carbon. But it doesn't say, Mechlal Lava Tishmayahem. And so therefore, that being the case, Frey Timur, what do I need that pasuk for the Ashamu? I have the benefit of the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Everything more, you're right. V'chi yasa krog. You know what the pasuk comes to tell you? The derav. Yom ravuna merav. Hashem shenitik l'rayi v'shachna v'shem o'ila is kosher. Tamad the nitik. Halay nitik loy. Yom krohu bav yasa yehe. What is this all about? What the Gemara is telling us is, like we said before, that the halacha l'moshe misinai is kosher v'chatas meisa v'hashem nitik l'rayi. So now you're thinking to yourself, with the same v'simna that we have by the chatas, we have now the same v'simna also by Asham.
Except for the Vlad.
But exactly. You don't exactly have the same thing because this, what is Visimna? Just to repeat quickly.
Vlad.
Vav stands for the Vlad Chatos. Tov stands for the Tmuras Chatos. The Mem stands for Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha. The Nun is Chatos Shemiskapru Ba'aleha Be'acher. And the Ayin is Chatos Shavrish Nasa. So clearly, the Vlad Chatas doesn't apply to an Asham, because an Asham is a Zachar. So that falls away. Whether the other four, the Chayr, the Tamura, and the Meisu, and the Skapril, the Gabi, whether Ofer Shnasa, you'd have to see the Gabi, the years. Depends on the Asham. Some Ashams are supposed to be Kvasim, and some are supposed to be Eilim. The Keves, by definition, is up to 1 year old. Here, the Gabi in Ayil, it's up to 2 years old. So it depends on the carbon. But one thing is clear. A Tamura's Asham goes Leraya, just like the chat, the oshem shen skapu balei beachor, the oshem shen shemesu balei. Ah, so ibezoy frek timor is what I need the oshem for. So timor goes, what is taka the din that it goes laraya? Laraya means that as soon as we determine that this carbon is not to be brought, it's a tumuras oshem. What do we do with it? We go and say to the balabas, balabas, you have to hand it over to the roya. Roya is the shepherd who takes care of all of your flock. And you tell him, Mr. Roya, you see this animal over here? This has the din of Kedushas Tmuras Oshem, or an Oshem Shemesu Balea, etc. And what we have to do is we cannot bring it for a carbon, but we're going to wait until it gets a mum. I want you, Roya, to be Roya with an olive to see whether or not it gets a mum. Because if and when it gets a mum, bring it quickly to me. We're going to go and be poided, yeah, and we're going to take the money, and we're going to use it to bring a carbon oila. It's nitik l'raya to bring a carbon oila. That's all part and parcel of the halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, what happens if this person says, you know, until a behemoth gets a mum, it might take 10 or 20 years. And what am I going to do with this animal? I can't have any hanoah from the animal. It's just going to be a wasting asset. It's going to cost me a lot of money to feed it and let it graze and all the rest. And I'm not going to have any hanoah from it. You know what? That's why there is an incentive to go and inflict the money. Well, you don't, chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to do that. Torah says that you're not allowed to l'yia b'mum, mor darshas l'yahaya b'mum. You're not allowed to cause a mum to a cart. Okay, yes.
Do you do something like, let's say, enclose it in a very small area of barbed wire to help along the mum?
You're not supposed to do that. Clear.
Put it in a minefield.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to destroy it. It's supposed to
recapture
its value as a bomb.
Okay, it's just a little.
No, it reminds me.
He's just being a little bit more dramatic.
Up in Israel, there's in the Golan, you know, they have sealed areas because mines and stuff.
Yeah, but
I remember taking the Jeep tour. And he says once in a while a deer, you know, sets off one of those.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have a behemoth left. So that's a Barry's point.
In Masechtas Bechoyrois, the Gemara talks about this because a Bechor, a person has a Bechor behemoth tohoira, goes to the Kohen. And nowadays, the Kohen can't use it because a Bechor has to be brought for a carbon. Only if it gets a mum can you go and eat it as if it's chulin plus. You don't bring in the base of Migdish, but you have certain dinim that still apply to it. Anyway, therefore, every Kohen always had an incentive to go and cause a mum. And that's why a Kohen was never believed if he brought in a Bechor bal mum and said, it's a Bechor bal mum, it happened naturally. I have Moira that it didn't happen naturally, but somehow he put it into your barbed wire enclosure, right, and there was no room for it to move, and then
scratched his ear off.
Anyway, so the Gemara in Masechta Bechoyrois talks about that at some length. But getting back to our Gemara is now talking about a balabus, and he says to himself, I have the Osham, and the whole purpose of this Osham now is that eventually when it gets a mum, we're going to go and sell it, we're going to take the money, use it for an oila. I got a much better idea. At the moment, the animal is a tam. That's why we're waiting for it to get a mum. I'll bring it now for an oila. Schnell, don't tell anybody. I won't tell the Gabba and the Bismigish. I won't tell the Kahanim. I'm just going to go and bring in this animal. He's going to say, what is this animal? It's an oila. I'm not going to tell him that it was originally in Osham, and then it was afterwards transformed because it's coupled by Rabbi Akar and Mesa. I'm not going to go into all that. I'm just going to tell him it's an Oyla, because after all, that's the din of the Aloch L'Moshe Sinai, that Osham is Nitzik L'Rai.
It travels to Nova.
Exactly.
The value of it.
Exactly. So why wait 10 years? Use it right now for an Oyla. So Tavuna Marav, Osham Shintik L'Rai, Shach Hashem Oyla is kosher. It's kosher. Avali, you're not supposed to do this, L'chatchila, but B'diyavit, if you did it, it's a kosher carbon. But now the Gemara says, I'm going to go and make a diuk. Tama de nitik. That's only because you actually handed it over to the Roya and you told him the instructions and you told him, I'm being menatikit from the Osham to an Oyla. So Suveta Ashtikal Oyla, it becomes like Ashtikal Oyla. So Bidiyevit, if you actually brought this animal itself, it's a kosher carbon. Haloi nitik loy. However, what happens if you knew that this was a Tmuras Oshem, or an Oshem Shemesa Balea, or Shneskapa Balea Biacher, but you didn't hand it over to the Roya yet. You were going to, but you didn't have a chance. And what did you do? What do I need the Roya for? Let me just go and take it to the Beis Hamikdash myself, and hand it over to the Kohen and say, Kohen, here I have an oil. Would it then be kosher? Says the Gemara, Le Nitik Loy, then it would not be kosher. The Amakra, who? And so therefore our Gemara concludes is that Rabbi Akiva, when he had this drasha Osham Hu, he's not really talking about the halacha that an Osham which finds itself in one of those categories, kosher b'chatas mesa b'osham roya, that I know from halacha l'maitri Sinai avad. So what do I need this Osham Hu? The Osham Hu is telling me in a case where I had one of those Oshams which fit the same category of the culture of Chatzis Meitz and Shikol L'Roya, that if in fact if I was not Menatikit L'Roya, but rather I brought it into the Smigdish innocently as a carbon, it would not be a good carbon. Why? Because Oshem Hu, Bav Yossi Hei, when it was in its original form, then it was a good carbon. But if it happens to have one of these quote-unquote blemishes, one of these deficiencies, because it's a Tzmura Sasha, or because Meisu, or Neskapru, if it was Nitik L'Raya, the evidence kosher, but if it's loymantic, no good. It's not a good carbon.
And the nafkamina is that if it
and you have a non-kosher cup, what do you do with it?
Im olul yerdu.
Not only olul yerdu, we have to go and burn it. You put it on the base of
that. Don't be the evidence.
You brought it for a carbon, okay. And then you realize, oh, what did
before,
I do?
Before the emurim I brought, before the zrika. Okay.
What happens if it has any other deficiency? Okay. You didn't realize it was a balmum. Now you realize it's a balmum. You didn't realize it was a treif. You didn't realize that it was. And Nevad, it was a
Muktzah,
one of those terrible things.
Wonderful things.
You slap it down, you put it on the base of dash, and you burn it, and you get rid of it. But however, it's a kosher carbon, then you just conduct it.
Let it go.
Exactly. And that's the end for today. Rabbi, have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos.
Tomorrow we didn't have a Gemara.